talking about love. Indicators of love. Practical hints about true love or guidelines of true love. In this episode, we are going to reflect on practical tips on signs of true love and try to see how they directly influence our lives and so take more reasonable decisions about our lives. Here are some practical points about true love in a relationship. 1. He or she makes you want to be a better person. For example, if he or she came to you because he or she was attracted by your intelligence and he or she is making efforts to see you do better and better in your tests and exams, and of course, you feel so, then he or she is proving to be a true friend. 2. You want to be there for him or her in good times and bad. You can't stop thinking of him or her when he or she is in trouble or in success. 3. You're confident in your relationship. You do not tremble or lost control of your real self when he or she shows up. You can be yourself completely around him. 4. You allow yourself to be vulnerable. You can go an extra mile for him or her. When you're truly in love, you are willing to expose your heart to potential pain. Love is trusting that this person will not break your heart. 5. You say the truth always. You are not playing games, you mean everything. 6. You always want to give. You want to do nice things for him or her. 7. My feelings are not fleeting, I want to be with him or her alone, no other man or woman. 8. I do not dismiss him or her after one disagreement. Arguments do not end relationships. 9. He or she is right about my future. You see him or her in your future. 10. I have a natural feel, or it feels natural. I would gladly sacrifice for him or her. 11. When he or she succeeds, you have succeeded, or if you succeed, he or she has succeeded. 12. I feel okay knowing that all is not roses or unicorns, I know it will at times be sweetish bitter. It's okay. 13. I feel lonely without him or her. You're true partners in life. 14. Though he or she does make me happy, I do not rely on him or her totally for my happiness. Being happy depends on me, I own the power to decide whether to be happy or not. 15. Smiles are one important way to express our love. I love to make him or her smile. I would do anything for him or her to be happy. 16. We are so free in public eyes so much that people say we are a perfect match. 17. I can accept V weak points. Softly with love we often talk about it. This could lead to a long-term change. 18. I am thinking we could make a family in the future. Married, live together, have kids. 19. She shares good news with him slash her first thing. He's the first person I turn to in joy or difficulty. 20. I wish seeing him or her soon. You spend time apart but think of him or her. You wait for him or her. You would rather watch movies on the couch than go out. 21. You are open. You have told him or her all about you. May all these guidelines help us to grow in love the way God wants. The Bible in 1 Corinthians 13 gives us genuine qualities of true love. Using this Bible text together with other the above guidelines on signs of true love, let us examine our lives and make amendments where necessary. The text goes, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails, 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4-6.